So I was very excited when I was scheduled after Bob Doty because he was going to talk about transhumanism, and I'm going to talk about getting a roadmap to transhumanism. I was very excited about that. So I'm going to talk about the lame walk and the blind seat, carbon nanotechnology and medicine, and sort of when I left his class, I was very much a conservative transhumanist and excited about the possibility of enhancing humans with different with nanotechnology so they can expand the range of human experience and really to interact with the environment. But at the end, we'll talk about how maybe that's not going to be as soon as I hoped it would be. So this is going to be mostly a technical talk for the most part. Except the end. Mm-hmm. Yes. Slow down. Okay. So the first talk, first part is going to be the lame walk, spinal cord repair. So neurons can regenerate, at least in the peripheral nervous system. So there's two sort of parts. We have, is the intercoder? It is. We have the peripheral nervous system and we have the central nervous system, and they're different in their versions of repair. So after damage occurs, which is marked by this red triangle, the axons, which are the ways neurons talk to each other, retract into the cell body, and then they start to regrow. And in the peripheral nervous system, there's a very large target here, and this is electrically active, so it's sort of saying, come and talk to me, so it doesn't really matter where on the muscle you end up connecting to, because the muscle will still work. However, in the central nervous system, you're connecting to other neurons, and if you miss, it's very difficult to get that reconnection. So this is sort of what happens. You get a connection reestablished here, and over here, you sort of miss. That's a rather simplistic definition of what it is. So to combat that in the central nervous system, you can use graphene nanoribbons. So if you take two dimensional system, you put graphene nanoribbons, which are these black ribbons, and you lay them in a square lattice, and you put cells on them, the cells will grow along these lines. So you can see there's a predominant, there's a lot of lines going up and down and side to side. These are the neurons sort of following that structure. So neurons love to grow on these things. So if you can make them water soluble and in three dimensions, you could imagine neurons growing along these in three dimensions. So in this case, we have the axon regrowing towards the ear, and now over here, you have the nanoribbon connecting with the neurons, so the neurons will follow the nanoribbon and reconnect. Just like that. That's the picture in my mind. And this is a more elaborate picture. So we have when the axons are growing, they're thin over here and they come to a thick head. And then there is these small fibers that are protruding from it and sensing the electrical environment. And these ones over here are not being stimulated by electrical environment because they're not on this conductive substrate. This is the graphene nanoribbon here. And there's another one over here, and they're sensing each other along so they know which direction to grow. So that's how they grow along. And we published a paper where we made this material and used it in rats, and we found that the rats could communicate electrically across complete spinal cord transection. So we cut the spinal cord at C5 completely. So I'll go into a little detail how that worked. I'm only 2 minutes in. So what you do is you take this is a cross section of a rat, and you open up the spinal cord, you observe it here, and you cut this between the C5 and C6, and the way you do that is you sort of lift it up with a little hook, and then you use a very fine knife to cut all the way through, and then you put a droplet of the nanoribbons dissolved in a solvent in that gap, and you close it back up, and then you sort of suture this part of the head to the back part of the head, So this is sort of compressed, so they're in physical contact, but there's no electrical connection across it. And if you don't put the nanomaterial there, you don't see an electrical connection, but if you do put the nanomaterial, you do. So this is what a normal animal looks like when you stimulate the foot and then you record from the sensory cortex in the brain. So if there's a complete neuronal pathway from the foot to the brain, once you stimulate it with electrodes here, you can record activity over here. This is also what they do during human surgery when they want to make sure that the spinal cord is still intact. They have put electrodes on the periphery and they measure your brain response. This is called a somatic sensory motor potential. You also can do the opposite way where you stimulate the motor cortex here and you look for electrical responses in muscles. So this is what it normally looks like. When you use larger currents, you see a slight larger response. And then after a cut, after you cut the spinal cord, you don't see any response at all. So this is three animals that you don't have to do as many animals as a control because you know when you make a cut, there's nothing there. But if you add the graphene nanoribbons, this is what you see 24 hours afterwards. So there's a non-zero signal here. So that means the neurons are talking to each other. This is not as good as it was before here, but it's certainly something. And once the neurons know there's something there, they will not continue to fall apart, and they'll try to grow again towards each other. So the functional recovery sort of looks like this. So on, there's a 21-point scale, and it's not linear. But what it means is that this is perfect function over here, and this is zero function at all. And then this sort of lower half of the region is sort of small motions, like you can move fingers, or you can move a leg, or a little bit. And then the upper region is more walking and coordination. So this is fairly low function activity, this is fairly high function activity. And with just PEG 600, which is a standard material people use to try to repair spinal cords, you see about an 8. So I'll show you what an 8 looks like on the next slide in terms of the video. But with the nanomaterials, you see it around an 8 or 9 after the first week. After 2 weeks, you see remarkable recovery up to about an 80 to 90% function recovery. So here's a video of one of the rats that one of the experimental rats. So you can see the sutures here. That's holding the head together. And you'll see what I'll show you that 1 week afterwards, 2 weeks afterwards, 3 weeks afterwards. I have to bring my mouse over to this side. The mouse.
The mouse.
The rats. And I lost the mouse. I'm sorry. Should not have pointed out the difference. Okay. Should I click it? We did test this out beforehand. It did work.
The question is,
you're missing it.
Okay.
There you go.
You got it.
I'm clicking. There we go. Okay, so here we go. So this is one of the guys where you can see this is him at around an 8th of function. So you can see he had motion in his front legs and his back legs. So this is a completely quadriplegic mouse 8 days ago. So you can see more of the tissues there. And you put the food droplets on the bottom so you can eat them. Normally you put them in above so you can, but you can't stand up to get them.
Wow.
So then this is 2 weeks afterwards. So at this point, he scores 18 out of 21. You can sort of see his paw is still curled like that. So he doesn't have the fine motor control of his paw. But at least he can walk around. And then you'll see what he looks like 3 weeks afterwards. So this is him 3 weeks afterwards. So you hold the rats by their tails. And now, at this point, we have the food up here. So the rat can stand up on his hind legs and grab the food from the cage instead of having to put the food directly on the floor. So there he goes, and then we'll look at some sensory function too as well. So you can see his paws are still sort of curled here. Yeah. And then we're gonna touch the back of the mouse to see either sensory response. Give me this clip here. So at this point, he's 19 out of 21, and that was as long as we let him live. There we go. So you can see the tapping there. So he's responding to those things, and we're going to touch him soon, I believe. Yeah, here we go. So you can see him responding to touch in the region that was normally paralyzed. So not only does he have muscular control, he also can sense what's happening. So you can see his fur ruffling. Okay, it's about time. Okay.
Unfortunately, the rest of this talk contains sensitive material that can't be published publicly.